Welcome. Please be comfortable. Maybe just as if a gentle sea breeze could just touch everything that's going on in you. Including what feels really heated up, really cold, small, big, sticky or dense, light, everything. Allowed to be touched by life. Everything allowed to be. What we like and what we don't like. Just getting a sense of maybe somewhere, something in a human being that's not just about trying to get what we like and get rid of what we don't like. Some part of us that's here, that's living. That doesn't go away when something that we don't like comes along. Just really slowly arriving in and noticing how things are today. How is the breathing pattern? Letting things be as they are, not assuming that something needs to be moved around. Not assuming that there is a right or a wrong. But maybe there's a beauty in just being in touch with, having a curiosity about how is the breath? Letting go of how we think it should be, where we think it should be reaching. How we think the speed of it should be. Something like as if a lovely wild bird had just come and landed on your fingertips. And you just met the bird in its exact shape and size and color and weight. How are things in the breath, the body, the mind, the heart? Not with an agenda to make them different, but to receive them as if our way of noticing, our way of receiving, how is the body today? That way of receiving, how is the mind today, would be like a really peaceful place in a forest that attracted the wild creatures, or that person who's so quiet and loving that birds, butterflies, deer, etc. would come. So the way of noticing, how is your heart today? Letting your heart be exactly how it is. Probably somewhere sore and somewhere soft, somewhere a bit shattered and somewhere deep and whole and innocent. Like everybody else. Throughout time. And maybe noticing if there are things going on at different speeds, different personalities inside us or different parts of us. Some going fast, some trying to hold back, some trying to be quiet, some settling down. Sometimes there can be days that it feels like where different currents of different rivers come together with their different temperatures and speeds and qualities. And we could be something like the riverbed, the forest around that confluence, that coming together of different currents. Enough room and ground for what can feel like disharmony. Different speeds or directions, all trying to fit into one life. So like the riverbed. And maybe in those moments where we have different currents, different directions, all in one life, we could imagine a place by a river confluence where rivers come together and almost get a sense of that special aliveness that could be there in the forest around the confluence. And maybe be less worried about how we're going to manage and just relaxing and letting the different flows, directions, temperatures, values, priorities, be present. Have enough room. Be themselves. So there could be enough room for wanting to feel alive and wanting to feel safe. There could be enough room for feeling shaky and feeling the ground. There could be room for thinking about the future and also even more resting into the present. So not trying to stop with the flow of the river. And not trying to stop the different rivers from being different. We might feel okay and not okay at the same time. Hope and fear and something even more quiet and alive than hope or fear. And having just had a chance to notice how are things going today in the body, the breath, the mind, the heart. We might notice that it's easy to notice certain things. It's easier to notice if something hurts in the body. But if we keep being curious about what's happening today in the body, there's not only that part that hurts, there's also the more neutral sensations. And so we can keep playing with a few more moments or minutes of how are things going in the body, the breath, the mind, and the heart. And the deepest places that you know how to be in touch with in yourself. Not going in with an agenda to rearrange the furniture, but more like arriving as a welcome guest. Maybe even in a sacred place, where we're just happy to be welcomed in our own heart, mind, body, and breath. And to discover what else is here. There's what's most noticeable. And then when we're really allowed to feel that, we might start to notice something else as well, and something else as well. And along with body and breath and mind and heart, what else? What else are we? Maybe that sense of I am. And sometimes maybe a feeling of just am without the I. A sense of just presence that we can't even be sure is only me. Doesn't feel so separate. Body from ground, inner from outer. just presence. Maybe we notice the ability to notice, the ability to receive sensations, for example. Maybe sometimes we may notice a kind of lightness of being, even in amongst so many heavy things, and that we're allowed to feel that, to let that be too. What else is here? Is there somewhere a feeling of home? Or is there somewhere in our body that feels more like home? You could even play with a memory of a time that you felt at home, that felt like homecoming. And how that felt in your body and mind. Or just the contact with the ground or somewhere in your body that feels possible and good to connect, to receive sensations, to let this now find you and be felt. Or if your body is really hard to feel, I wonder how it would be to feel if there's a sense of a longing for home, a calling or a wish to be at home, wherever you are. And if possible, it can be easy, it can be great to keep things really simple and just feeling within the body a place that feels more like home. has a little bit of a sense of home. Where an animal might like to go and nestle and shelter for the night. And just gradually getting gathered there. Even if the pull of the habits of mind and reactivity of heart are strong currents. If we could feel another kind of pull, like moths towards a light, to somewhere that feels more like home. Accepting those strong currents in the body, in the mind, and the heart. Accepting that habits have a pull. And with forgiveness and a sense of humor, we could just also gather somewhere that feels like home in the body. Moth by moth. And we could also play with, once you notice the feeling of being present somewhere, and feeling that place, we can kind of hand off our trust to that place to feel itself and let go of that directing mind, let go of steering ourselves to get there, let go of trying to focus with that directed mind and just allowing a flowering of the cells feeling themselves in that area. So arriving and then resting into receiving the sensations. And then noticing we're distracted and gradually gravitating back down and into your place in your body. Receiving that place, that area of your body, or that wish in your mind for home. And the rising and falling of the breath. Something like maybe sitting, leaning against a tree, really quieting into that place. Stillness to let life flow through more freely and to be felt more intimately. That trickling spring of life bubbling up. And just the simple rising and falling of the breath, something like as if we would be enjoying stillness, leaning against a tree and hearing the sound and movements of the wind and the trees around us. Even though we are imperfect, that bubbling life stream just now. Every moment a blessing. May there be peace on earth.